The Human Rights Institute at San Jose State University announced its second annual Human Rights Pain Index report, which gauges inequities in social structures over the last year. The Pain Index also assesses how Santa Clara County fares with its commitment to being a human rights county since 2018. Dr. Scott Myers-Lipton is lead author of the report.
The level of inequality during the COVID pandemic has gone from bad to horrific. Incredibly, the 2021 Silicon Valley Pain Index shows that most all pain indicators have worsened, as hunger, housing insecurity, homelessness, high school dropout rates, income inequality, wealth inequality have all increased.
According to the report, during the pandemic in the Silicon Valley, food insecurity increased fourfold. The hunger fighting group Second Harvest reports it provided food to more than 500,000 residents each month. That's a quarter of the region's population. 200,000 households in the Silicon Valley face the threat of eviction. That's up from 12,000 in 2019. And high school dropouts also increased, from 8% in 2019 up to 14%. Almost 3,000 students dropped out last year. Meanwhile, Myers-Lipton says Silicon Valley's richest got richer.
The top 10 Silicon Valley moguls, all white men, increased their net wealth from $248 billion to $571 billion, an increase of 130%. So just to get around that number, like what does that mean? $571 billion. That's 571 million, right? It's 1,000 million. So it's $571,000 that these 10 folks have. If you add that all the Black and Latino people in our county, and they work their whole lives, and you add them all together, it won't reach that level of net wealth of 10 people.
At the same time, African American incomes decreased by 1%, says Myers-Lipton. The report also finds racial inequities in the higher echelons of Silicon Valley. It finds no African Americans are on Cisco's executive team. It finds one African American is on Apple's executive management team out of 123 employees. 2% of Google workers are Latinx women, and 3.9% of Facebook workers are African American. The Human Rights Institute's Pain Index also finds racial inequities in policing, perhaps some of the worst in the Bay Area. It finds that over the past 5 years, no San Jose police officer has been prosecuted for killing someone, despite 19 fatal encounters with police, in which 15 were victims of color. The report authors say this ranks San Jose 1 in the Bay Area for fatal encounters with police. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.